filler.
Are you
filling heaven ass, boy?
Are you calling me a Boston cream, boy?
Damn, bro. Bavarian creaming ass, motherfucker, dog.
You calling me a motherfucking powdered jelly?
Bro, your ass is filled with chantilly.
Shit. Chantilly, huh?
You like chantilly cream?
I don't even know what chantilly is.
It's a type of, it's like whipped cream.
I probably do like it then.
It's from Shroom to Skywin with Matthew and Hiram. Skywin.
Yo, this episode. All right.
Yes. One question at a time. One question at a time. Guys, relax. All right. We know. We're amazing.
Sean, is it true you're sleeping on a futon, Sean?
It's episode 172.
From Shrooms to Skyrim. With Matthew.
Get the fuck out of here.
Whoa!
From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram.
This is From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos. The show not about Shrooms nor about Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters, and here's a word on our sponsors, goddammit. This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot. I knew someone. You got my headphones fucking cranked over here.
Yeah, mine too. I think it's just like the overall output.
Damn, you was really in here fucking blasting it. With
yeah,
Justin,
bro, we're going ham, dog.
Doing the ass blaster.
Hey,
hoorah.
Carlos, tell him he can never fucking replace us. I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing.
Well, I don't understand. What was going on? Who's
we're
Sebastian?
Doing a mock fucking.
He was
going
to start a new podcast.
No, I wasn't.
He doesn't. I don't think he could deal with another podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think one podcast is enough.
Talking about, Carlos?
Old stinky facts.
He loves doing this every week. Can't you
absolutely
tell?
You know, actually, that was the first thing that he told me this morning. He said, I can't wait to do the podcast today. I was like, yeah, me neither. Cool beans. And then we went on with our day normally. That's exactly what happened.
I'm so excited.
Yo, I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever.
You know what it is?
What is it?
Know how your day was. How was your weekend? Just checking on my boys.
Just checking on my boys.
What up? I love you, dog. What's up? What's up, dog?
Relationships.
Relationships?
Trabajando.
Bulgarian.
Work. Mucho trabajando.
I just came back from St. Petersburg.
Y queso Rio.
Yo, I saw you. You were at like a theme party, right?
Yeah, it was like an emo theme wedding. It was a lot of fun.
Went ham.
We'll post it on our Instagram, my emo costume for a
your
wedding.
Email?
It was an invitation. It was like, oh, everybody dressed, you know, like it's 2001 and you're going to Warped Tour. You know, mixed with like a tuxedo or whatever. So like emo looking, you know, and a couple people did it, like me and somebody else, and nobody else did. But I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. There's no going back, dude. Like you're all in, you know. I had the wig on and the fishnets on my hand and eyeliner and fake piercings and chucks. I bought a brand new pair of chucks, high tops for it, which were pretty sick.
Yo, I peeped the chucks in the picture because them shits were shining. I was like, yo, yeah. Those look new.
It's the only way to do it. That was the best $60. I went to Famous Footwear or whatever to get it.
I love chucks. I'm wearing chucks right now.
And it was a hit, actually. It was a hit. Yeah. Everybody loved it.
You look great, dude.
No, thank you so much. And then I got to smell a
a drag queen's dick. They like did like a standing split on my face. Everybody's like, "Oh yeah, Carlos!" I was like, "Nom nom 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 nom."
Did it smell like dick, or did it smell?
Nah,
like-
he smelled amazing. Actually, the guy's name was his name was Adriana Sparkles, and you could catch him at Cocktail in St. Pete. He has a great show there, and he does, and he also like he also has burlesque dancers that come out. Dude, this chick was smoking. Like smoke show. I was like, I was feeling really nervous. Like the drag queens come. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then my wife is sitting right there, and this super hot burlesque fire dancer comes out, and I'm all like, oh, I have gay brothers. You know, I don't even know how to deal with it, bro. Like, I just start kind of like, don't get a boner. Fuck, you got a boner. but she was just super talented too.
No, babe, this bonus for you, babe.
She was like super talented and like super calm and collective, like handling the fire, and like it was just it was a great experience. And St. Pete, I have never seen so many Kratom and Kava bars in my life, and it's like the Kava and Kratom capital. And then they're also really cool with weed, so there's like weed everywhere. I don't know if it's THCA or Delta 8. It doesn't seem like it. But it's like a really progressive town. The only couple of things that threw me off were the boobs with the mustaches. Like, it's just fucking the boobs with the beard. Like, fucking, I'm not used to it yet. I just got to go there a couple more times. So, boobs and a beard, whatever. I don't know. It just fucking throws me off. I'm like, whoa, what's that?
Pretty sure it throws most off.
Yeah. You know, to each other.
Boobs with the beard.
The boobs with the beard, bro. Boob beard. Yeah. So how was your weekend, Sean?
Weekend was chill. I did a gospel show. Motherfuckers was killing it for Jesus Christ.
Was it like, don't count, 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 don't dance, count.
This shit was crazy.
It's like fucking like super fast gospel.
And it was the main act was Yolanda Brown.
Yolanda Adams.
Yolanda Adams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder why I thought it was Brown.
Is she Latin?
No, she's black.
Maybe she's Blatton.
Bliskin. Brisket.
Yolanda's like a Hispanic name.
Yeah, and then Sunday I hung out with my boys. I saw a late night with the devil. Took some mushroomies.
How was your trip?
It wasn't. I thought it was going to be more than it was. I anticipated a lot. Yeah. Whenever like I have to mix psychedelics with like a little bit of socializing, I can overthink the whole come up, and then like it hits home, like, why the fuck was I freaking out?
Yeah.
So I got the White Claws as a backup just in case.
Yeah.
And yeah,
nice.
It was chilling. That movie was crazy though. Late Night with the Devil. So it's this guy's ratings was going down. He was in a Tonight Show like in the 80s. And his big scandal was that he was known for going to like Bohemian Grove growing up and doing rituals and shit. So he wanted to do a big episode where it was like they were doing a live exorcism and shit, and it was wild. All the practical effects were like old and shitty, but they were so creepy. Like the OG, The Thing. You know how like the practical effects in The Thing, they were really creepy? Yeah, it's like that, yeah.
How did they do that? How did they achieve that? The Thing is like from what? Like the 50s?
Well, so no, the Thing I'm pretty sure was the 80s. Maybe early 90s.
I have a thing.
You have a thing in your pants.
Exercise.
Yeah, fucking movie was dope.
Alright, gotta check it out. On shrooms or off shrooms?
1982.
Either way, it's not that crazy, 1982.
The Thing?
Dude,
I'm thinking The Blob.
Bro, the head and the thing when it's like, it finally detaches from him. And then it's like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that type of shit. It still looks great today.
Oh, yeah,
like,
The Blob, 1958.
Damn. And what'd they use? A bunch of Jell-O? Pudding? Green pudding? The Blob was basically it just constantly eats you, right? It just eats everything.
I think so. I don't know. It's one of those fucking old school horror movies. It was crazy, like with like you know the way they used to do those effects back in the day. That movie magic. Before CGI, it's actually really interesting. how they achieved a lot of those a lot of those effects.
Yo, the Blob was actually an attempt to articulate the fear of communism.
Really?
That's what the movie represented.
Goddamn communists.
How's your weekend, Matthew?
It was good. It was good. Yeah, you know, I worked. Yeah, Squish's little pathway there is blocked off. He don't know where to go.
Sucks.
Not going to like it.
He starts ripping everything down.
That's all.
I had to fix it twice because he already did fuck it up.
Yeah, I saw.
It's like he's going to fucking start beating my ass. You know how they hit? You know, they're like, bah, bah,
yeah,
bah.
They just smack the shit out of you.
Yeah, and then I'll have to, like, suplex your cat.
Oh, I won't blame you.
I have to, like, the DDT your cat or something. Stone Cold Stunner.
Yo, you guys saw that WrestleMania?
No.
The Undertaker.
Wait. When is that? When was this?
It was like this past weekend.
Of course we didn't watch that. You watch wrestling?
Yeah, you just ask it like it's a normal fucking
when
occurrence.
When have we ever talked?
It's
bro,
fucking WrestleMania.
Like it's 2005.
I've been talking to you. I've been friends with you.
You've never
like
brought up wrestling.
Two years, almost 3 years. We've never talked about wrestling.
Dude,
once.
You guys haven't been seeing the shit plastered on social media, the Rock and the Bloodline rules.
We talked about
Roman Reigns.
We talked about Chris Benoit like killing his family, but we never talked about like actual wrestling current.
The Undertaker came out at fucking WrestleMania and fucking chokeslammed the Rock.
How the fuck are these guys still trying to... why? Just like, dude, just stop.
No, I mean, I get it. For kids.
I don't know. I just don't like the Rock anymore. I love the Undertaker, but I just know he's older and he's like injured and he hurts out there. Like, it's just like they put themselves through a lot.
Well, wow, that's a pussy take. I don't give a fuck about their health. They make their own decisions.
Yeah. What's but like, I just like, feel like Jake the Snake?
Jake the Snake, what was that?
It's a fucking wild fucking legendary wrestler.
My favorite was Umaga and Mick Foley.
Oh, Mick Foley, bro. Mankind, Cactus Jack.
And
what was the other one? Dude Love.
Fucking
Dude Love.
Was
Cactus
it Booker?
Jack,
was
Foley,
it Booker?
Mankind.
Booker
T?
Is it Booker T?
The black dude? Spinneroonie?
Wait, what did you just say Booger?
No,
he,
booger.
Was, he said booger like three times. He was like
booger,
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 booger. I was like, yummy. There's a guy I work with, and sometimes I'm just disgusted by him, and I just imagine he eats his boogers.
Oh my god, bro! We should pull up Suno and type in a prompt and make it a random fucking AI.
It's not.
Song.
It's not generating right now. It's like paused. I tried.
Yo, well, I used my waffle maker for the first time.
The Deadpool one.
God damn it, Carl. Yeah, the Deadpool one that I got at MegaCon.
Now it's worthless. It's like a bong. Never what? Used. Bro, I could smell fucking. I could slaughter.
Well, because I took it out of the box and I like had it sitting on my counter for the longest. It was just like I had it there because the waffle maker is got the Deadpool logo on it. Like, that's the whole waffle maker. It's fucking red. It's Deadpool. It looks fucking... So I just had it out there as the decor. But, like, I have, like, a real aversion to trying new things.
What the fuck is decor?
Wait. But is the waffle look like Deadpool?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you got to try
it. Yeah, like, the imprint... The imprint is the Deadpool logo.
Which is his face.
It's, like... It took me, like, fucking 6 months from the time, like, just to, like, get a rice cooker and start making rice. Like, I never made rice before in my life, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just going to tell you it's equal parts water and rice. And you can add salt to taste.
I figured that out.
Bro, remember this guy cracked an egg into the fucking rice cooker?
What?
No, look. This is what you do, okay? You can look this up. It's a real thing. You cook the rice, okay? The rice is done. It's hot, steaming rice, right?
Then you drop the egg in and put the top back on.
Then you drop the egg, and you mix it up in the rice. The rice turns yellow. and mixing up the egg, breaking it down, it gets cooked by the hot rice.
Yeah, that's a but that's a thing. That's an actual thing.
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
Yeah. It's gross.
I'm saying.
I don't know if it's Chinese or Japanese, but I've definitely heard of that. Yeah, I've definitely heard of that.
I feel like I've had something like that at a Cuban place too.
Yeah, I mean, if you cook egg in different at different temperatures at different stages, you're gonna have like a different products out of it. You know what I mean? Like if you have like a controlled temperature, like making béarnaise or making hollandaise, you know, you could easily, it could curdle and you could overcook it. It's like you have to have it at a certain temperature.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
And basically, the rice does that.
And it's good. I throw some fucking extra salt and pepper on that bitch. I'm good to go. Now I got the carbs and the fucking protein. But yeah, I just be having like, I just be so set in my ways. It takes me, like, I have to make a real conscious effort to step out on into new horizons. You know what I'm saying? And make waves. I mean, like, I'm in my late 20s. I don't want to say which number exactly into my 20s I'm at. But, I mean, I'm just recently coming off, like, just straight up eating the Pop-Tarts and cereal every single day.
That's horrible.
And then I kind of adopted the carnivore diet for a minute based on Mark Bell and Joe Rogan. And then partly just because, like, when I want to eat, I'm not, you know, like, cooking is so many steps, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got these three-hour recipes. I wanna take as little steps as possible from the time I open up the food item to the time it, you know, I'm eating it. So it's like with the steaks and shit, it's just a matter of, boom, heat it up, cut it up, eat it. It's minimal steps. So I mean, like with the rice cooker, like I just put the rice in there, and I just drop some broccoli in there too, and let it cook simultaneously. I don't even take the time to like steam the broccoli separate.
Yeah, you know, there's a steam basket you can put on top.
Yeah, but I got some cheap ass rice cooker like Winn-Dixie that doesn't have a steam basket. I seen the steam baskets after the fact.
You got to get an Instapot too. Instapots are sick.
But yeah, I got so I used the waffle maker for the first time because it just like before, you know, in reality, just doing things, like most things aren't that, you know, difficult to figure out. But for me, like before I actually do it, the task just seems so daunting. Like I just let that waffle maker sit on my counter for months and months and months. And I finally know what, I'm going to get some motherfucking waffle mix and make waffles.
You don't know how to make waffle mix?
I do now because I read it on the motherfucking box and I did it. It's not that I didn't know. I knew how to make it. It's just.
Nah, but it's just flour, baking soda, salt, vanilla extract.
well, like knowing and doing are two different things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm trying to be more proactive.
Oh, wait, I just gave you the pancake recipe. I don't know. I don't think I have a waffle recipe. I'm sure it can't be that far off from that.
Well, I mean, like on the boxes of the waffle mix, it's like, yo, it's do this to make pancakes. And then it's like to make waffles, it's like do the exact same thing, but add like a teaspoon of oil. Mm. And then follow the instructions of the waffle mix.
Oh, because it'll crisp up the outside of the waffle with the oil.
Mm. But yeah, so I'm just trying to, you know, not be stuck in the rut.
In the butt,
and you know, and just be more proactive, even if it's something small and inconsequential.
Squish.
That's cool that you're cooking more.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to.
I'm telling you, pressure cooker around the Instant Pot.
Well, I got an air fryer / toaster oven.
Oh, a conventional oven.
But yeah, so I pretty much eat solely. No, it's like a countertop air fryer toaster oven.
Is it Ninja?
Nah. But
that's great.
But I pretty much eat exclusively chicken breast. Like I just get like those like 6 or 8 pack, whatever they are, of chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
And because the air fryer, I don't like the way it cooks. I don't Because before I had a George Foreman, but the Teflon or whatever, the coating started to peel. And now the George Foreman is really good for steaks and burgers. But I don't like the way the air fryer. Because things I don't have a stove at the crib.
Yeah.
I have a hot plate, but I don't really want to fucking cook steaks inside my place because it's not really well ventilated like that.
You can't just like cook outside.
Yeah, but then I could. I just choose not to.
It's a pain in the ass.
So
I just started grilling, and it's just a whole other. It's just like a whole other world of food, because it's nice and smoky and charred.
But yeah, so I mean, for me, my diet has for the past like couple months. Like, I just get the fucking packs of chicken breast. I get, and that lasts me like 2 weeks. Because there are, like, depending on my schedule, there are a few days that, like, I eat out.
For real?
When I'm working and stuff.
At least you're getting some action eating out.
And I just get the chicken breast. I just get the rice, and I just get some broccoli. And that right there is, like, 80% of my total diet right now.
Yeah. It's basically what I do. I do, like, a vegetable, a protein, rice, and beans.
Because I had got back up this year to 249. I was right there on the cusp of 250. But now I'm back down to 238. And this time I'm going to go all the way. I'm going to get 215.
That's a nice weight.
Yeah, for me, dog, for my height, like that. That weight right there. Yeah.
I'm trying to get to 180.
How much are you now?
193. A little more work. I figure that'd be like the ideal weight.
Damn, you're even like, are you taller than me?
I'm 6 foot. You're taller than me, aren't you?
Why am I so much heavier?
You're bigger.
Muscle.
Yeah, you're just like straight up bigger. And you're taller than me. How tall are you?
6'1", or I could be like 6¾, not gonna lie.
Okay, so 6'1". Yeah, you're just bigger than me. You have a lot more gas station food than I do, probably.
I do.
I think it's the donuts.
I'm at a donut in a minute.
Bro, I went to... So in St. Pete, there's this company called Valkyrie Donuts. Oh, the first day I went there, I got there. I had it with coffee, and they were just fucking amazing. And then the next day, when we like for the wedding, we were doing like it was like the whole there was like the whole weekend with activities, and in the morning we would do like a cycling class. And then at the cycling class after, they gave us donuts from the same place, and then at the wedding they gave us the same donuts, but and they're vegan, but they were fucking like they're like salty donut,
ooh,
like salty over donut. The top toppings, yeah. Like you bite into them, they jizz in your face, like those kind of donuts. They were amazing. Definitely check that out if you're in St. Pete.
Durnuts. Let's go.
Yeah! I like turtles. Video game of the week. Yo, you guys seen the trailer for the Star Wars Outlaws?
No.
No.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's lying. He doesn't want to see it.
It's like an RPG or some shit, right? Open world?
Yeah.
If it's EA. If it's made by EA, we're fucked.
Represents some of the most powerful criminal organizations in the galaxy. Pikes, Crimson Dawn, Huts. It's a golden age for the underworld. The Empire controls every corner of the galaxy, but they're distracted by a rebellion that won't quit. It's an opportunity to make millions.
Kay Vess, the underworld's favorite new scoundrel. We meet at last.
What do you want?
Zarek Besh. They're new, rich, and lethal. You cross their boss, Sliro, and now he wants you gone. Rob his fortune, buy your freedom.
This job, it's a death wish. I'm in.
Out here, you live and die by your reputation.
Yo, she smokes 12 packs a day.
You're new to this world.
What's your problem?
Come back when you're not. Live and die by your reputation.
Dabba. Whoa, was that her or was that you?
Look, don't try anything.
That was me.
I got a whole crew surrounding the... Okay, we're skipping that part.
For about as long as I can remember, it's just been me and Nyx. Doing what we have to survive. This job is my one shot at freedom. But if we're gonna pull this off, we need the right crew. And the right ship.
You, because you are one of the best hunters in the Outer Rim.
She's more connected than you let on, Saliro. Bess is mixed up in something bigger.
The Outer Rim is a dangerous place. Everyone is fighting for their piece of the galaxy. But all I want is to live free. So I'm gonna risk it all.
Star Wars Outlaws, pre-order available now.
What do you guys think?
I have predictions. Since it's made by Ubisoft and Massive, it's going to be a massive piece of shit.
That's what people on IGN comments were saying.
Yeah, anything Ubisoft makes is complete, watered-down, repetitive Assassin's Creed bullshit. And then Massive is a failed company. I forgot the last game that they did, but I remember it was a complete piece of shit. Honestly, I kind of wish it was EA then, but I'll probably still give it a try. Because it's Star Wars.
Did you play Survivor?
No.
Oh, but Survivor
is EA.
Looks so fucking good.
Yeah. It looks a lot better than
this shit.
Than the first one.
Like,
it looks better than this.
Like,
and there's like the first one, I like the first one, but to me it was just too much platforming. I wanted it to be more boss fights. Like, it was just repetitive. Clear this area, do this puzzle, clear this area, do this puzzle.
Wait, are you talking about
Fallen Order, I think?
Fallen Order?
Yeah. It's a good game, but I get bored of it pretty easily.
I didn't get bored at all, dude. I was fucking enthralled the whole time.
Yeah, but I feel like I've played other games that are also just too similar to it. I remember when it came out, it was Christmas when I got it. I forgot the year that it came out exactly. And I think within like 4 hours, I was pretty bored.
For me, I thought the lightsaber combat was very intuitive.
It was dope. I didn't understand the amount of platforming that game needed. It was just so much platforming.
Sorry. It's not going through the interface. It's not going through the roadcaster.
You don't need a vape. Breathe air. You don't need a vape. My vape's done charging. Load it up.
What is that?
Breathe air.
I got that especially for you guys.
Yeah. I now I remember where that's from. Andrew Tate.
Tateski.
Man, now a lot of people are supporting him.
He's got a pretty dedicated fan base.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot more people are like accepting him, and same thing with fucking Trump.
I think it's the same, but I think that's the same with a lot of things. Like, people that are super controversial or whatever, Once time goes by and there's another person that's in the limelight, it's like,
you're like, you know what, man?
Like, oh, maybe he wasn't that bad. Because it genuinely gets worse and worse over the years. Like, shit just gets more fucking disrespectful and flagrant.
Oh, like trying our intelligence.
What?
So I think we could say this game,
like, disrespectful to, like, the human race, or, like, you know, us as a country, or us as, like, a population. I
just mean, like, in public, like, there's a lot of streamers that just go around and fuck with people, and then they have giant security guards, like that kid. Okay, Jack.
You know who I hate? Skeeto. What's his name?
Skeeto? Oh, Bevo? Sneeko, bro.
Sneeko.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
I hate Sneeko. I hate...
Who's Sneeko?
He's a dickhead.
What's his name?
What does he do that you hate?
Fabian? No, that's not his name.
Fabian.
The bald one.
Gideon?
No.
Gideon?
It's Gideon.
I don't know.
Is the bald black dude?
No. Neon?
Neon is crazy, bro.
What are you talking about?
It's these kids that go around and fuck with people in public with giant security guards, and then once people react, the security guards, like, assault them just straight up. It's like a new trend. That's what pops now. It's fucking stupid.
You prank people with a security guard and then fuck them up?
Whenever they react. It's pretty sad.
You guys wanna
You heard that?
You guys want?
It's fucking sad, dude.
You guys want to start doing that? I'll be the
no.
I'll be the security guard.
No.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty solid idea. Now you're thinking, bro.
Look, I've been trying to drum up engagement for the podcast. I told you guys I was on the pod page.
You just want to start beefs and shit, dude. What kind of bullshit is that?
I was trolling on NASA's Instagram today.
He's going all in on this for trolling shit, dude.
You're just gonna make everything harder.
Everybody's gonna be like, who the fuck is from shrooms?
They're gonna be like, fuck these people even
that's
more.
That's a good idea, though. That's a good idea way to market, man. But that's like real on the street marketing, you know? I mean, that's
it's
a way to look at
not
it.
Marketing.
Yes, it is.
No, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Because you're becoming, man, who the fuck is this, bro? And you go, and then you want to go check out their. You want to make sure it's a real person and not a bot.
You know how many posts, because the way I think about it is for myself, I'm like, how do I, when I follow a page, how do I end up finding new pages by accident? How does it happen for me? And a lot of the time, I'm on a post of something. And because, like, the thing with, like, trolling on NASA today, I was just doing that to be funny. That's not what I normally do. But I normally just go on other posts and engage on them, engage with other people. I see people make comments, and then, because, you know, human, you know, you're fucking nosy by nature, and I fucking click on people's profiles, depending on what the comment they make, and then a lot of times it's public or not, and I look at the profile, and I move on. And, you know. Put yourself in the fucking comment section of fucking post that people are already looking at, you know.
Yeah, I gotta start doing the same thing on Facebook.
But yeah, this game, Star Wars Outlaws in the Outer Rim, looking like a rim job. Like, it looks like it's charming. It's like the story looks good. Yeah, it looks like
this could also be one of those trailers that the story, like the trailer, is everything good about the game.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to have a hard time not being mid, just based on what I've seen.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, like, the physics look a little weird.
Well,
is that just me?
It's Ubisoft. Ubisoft is, everything is, I don't know, man. They fucking suck.
They're like, oh, this will be a cheap game to make. They're willing to make it for cheap.
Yeah.
It'll sell just because it's Star Wars.
Because I remember hearing about Outlaws originally, it was kind of like on the Starfield aspect of Star Wars, where it was supposed to be like open world, but yeah, like open galaxy type shit. And it's like a RPG where you could take different lanes and be like a bounty hunter or, you know, a fucking mercenary. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that was the original take on the game. But then they just went full story mode. It's like about this girl and her fucking puppy. Like, what the fuck is that? It's Star Wars, dude. What is this cute shit?
That's her R2.
Oh, it's fucking dumb, bro. That puppy would be dead in the first battle.
I just wish he wasn't human. I just wish it was like a different species or something. I'm so tired of humans.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to play as a motherfucking hut.
Yeah, I was kind of excited. I wasn't sure where they were going with that. And then it was just some like another watered down fucking protagonist.
It kind of reminded me, gave me like Uncharted vibes a little bit. But then once I saw Ubisoft, I knew it wasn't going to be.
You knew it was going to make you Ubersoft.
Dude, it's going to be fucking super duper duper cooper.
That was a good one, dude.
This guy could close a book with his dick in it. That's all soft.
Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Q Dick.
Imagine you explain to somebody, be like, my dick is so soft. That I could completely close a book with my dick in it.
I can completely smash my pecker.
And I won't even make an indent.
No, it'll be nice and flush.
Flush.
And in two business days, it'll go back to normal.
Someone told me to play Just Cause 3.
Two business days, so you
it's
mean,
fun.
You mean if you flatten it?
Does that make you happy? That was genuine happiness. That I just, it was just quick, like, oh.
So yeah, will you say I'll like, go
good
back game. To normal?
You've had some good times
in
that
business
game.
Business days, that means if it happens on a Friday, it's not going to go back to normal till like Wednesday.
Yo, let me tell you something, bro. When I'm talking to my boy Sean, I need you to fucking fall back, dog.
Yeah, bro.
But you can't do this to me.
Just Cause 3 is all trance, traversal. That's what it is, guys.
I love trance, and I love transvestites.
Transvestites. Oh, let me see if I can share the, I use this AI app to make a song about, a heavy metal song about transgenders versus arachnids.
What were you saying? I apologize to you, Matthew.
It was pretty good.
I thought we were going to get something good out of Sean there. what were you going to say? No, I was just kidding. That's genius. What was it? Transvestites versus arachnids?
Yeah, it was like a war between, transgender and here. Fuck it.
As transgender scream?
Yeah.
Wow. Arachnids are going to win the war?
And then what was the one that you gave me? It was about...
I said a blue song. A blue song about not being an immigrant.
Oh, it was about burying the bunny.
Oh, because my bunny died, yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Can you bounce it? Bro, this shit, yo, send that shit to, I want to hear it through like the headphones. Send that shit to my boy. This is going to be the intro song for MOTW.
Here, I'm going to send it.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Can you manage that?
Send it to me.
You're my dog. Bro, this guy, I can't believe I wanted someone else to sit in the hot seat for some reason. Matthew's been so on point.
Wait, what?
You're just killing it, dude. Keep everything so organized and the studio looks so good, and I just want to say thank you.
Why don't you just fucking suck his dick, bro? Jesus.
Right now? In front of everybody? It just feels like a nice studio in here. It feels like a nice podcast studio in here.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Sean, for letting us think. That's actually what I was getting to. Not as only, dude, Sean is generous and sexy, and he's been nice enough to let us use this room for the podcast. And you know, and
that's not it, is it?
No.
Are you going to play it?
I'm going to play it. You say you wanted for to introduce memes of the week.
Yeah. Memes of the week. Yeah, I have smelly feet. Yeah, high perspiration in between these cheeks. Yeah, I've been sweating wearing this gray t-shirt all week. Smelling like a butthole, but no, that's just my feet. Wet socks and I put them into my shoes. Crack rocks, I was hiding it in my, you already know who. That's my prison pocket, eye sockets. Yeah, I ripped it out, retina, don't regret it. Yeah, that's what I do, I just let ya get down on the D. Oh, double? That's what I need. Get in between those nipplies, twist them until she feels pleased, Bring it down, I put it down in 4D, That's when I get down on all fours and give you that D, Yeah. Ray Charles can't see ya, What it wanna be, ya, Me Chinese, me do joke, me do pee pee in your coke. Oh, that's what I like to snort. That's put up on my nose. I have to look up where that joke is from.
Yeah, Ice Cube's son did have a little too many sandwiches on.
Wow, guys, this is. We're such a good podcast.
Why?
We're fucking killing it.
I'm trying to see if I could find it. This morning, my body was gone. Yeah. Woke up this morning, my body was gone. Yeah. Buried him in the backyard, now I'm all alone. Yeah. Oh. Miss that little cottontail. Oh, I miss that heart. Miss that little cottontail. Got the blues in my heart. My body's calling out. Bro, this shit hits so hard, dude. I wanna cry. Scary. Yeah, we're out of a job. That was AI. Thank you, AI. 100%
with like
AI.
A tiny prompt. It was just a blue song about burying a bunny. There was no fucking
burying my bunny. Yeah,
I'm a writer the way a potato is a battery.
Yo, I actually really like this one because it made me think. Because at first I was like, ha ha, but then I was like, wait.
Potatoes, like, for fertilizer, right?
I mean, a potato's a potato, but you know how in science class they be hooking it up with the wires and, like, turn
yeah,
on, like, a
something.
Little light bulb?
Yeah, there's, like...
So it's, like, I'm a writer the way the potato is a battery, like, a potato's a potato, but it could turn on a light bulb, too, like, the way that I'm me, but I could be a writer.
So just a shitty battery, so just a shitty writer?
Maybe. Or maybe it's deeper than that.
Oh, fuck. Fuck yeah. Alexa, delete a lot. Alexa, delete another line of your code. She complies and screams in dubiously artificial agony. I come.
Take this Adderall, for it is my body. Drink this Diet Coke, for it is my blood. Meth Jesus.
Nice light up keyboard. I bet you have healthy porn habits.
Nice, dude.
That's a great indicator, dude.
Me watching some high fantasy shit. I would simply not be corrupted by the magical object. If it is actively harming you, why don't you just put it down? Idiot! Me receiving psychic damage 23 hours a day from my phone.
Was that motherfucking perspective? I wouldn't tell anyone I won the lottery, but there would be signs.
Therapy, dentist, doctor's office, and just groceries.
Just basic universal needs. I'm going to buy groceries. Man, this guy's been acting strange lately, taking care of himself.
Joe Rogan is like
wait,
some...
Let Carlos read it.
Sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I got it. Joe Rogan is like some barbarian con from the Steppers that took an interest in...
Steppers?
Steps?
What is that, a fucking...
That took the Steppies?
So the Stomp Team?
The Steppies? Con from...
Yeah, what the fuck is the Steps?
Big Stepper. It's a motherfucking type of terrain.
All right, Barbarian Khan from the Steps that took an interest in intellectual things. And his show is basically him bringing slightly nervous scholars and magicians to come before him to explain how the world works. Glasses man, you explain to Joe why sky big and how tree grow. But he will also believe almost anything you tell him. And only recently, in the past few years, does he clap back like, Tiny Hat Man say otherwise. Do you lie to Joe? Tiny Hat Man say fat not bad for you? That sugar is enemy? So which is truth? Joe thinks you are wrong? And people just nervously go, okay, so I guess so. Joe spent so many moons on horseback and training with bow and sword. But Joe also wonder why sky fire rise from mountains every single morning. You will explain this to Joe.
Bro, bringing him slightly nervous scholars and magicians.
You explain to Joe why sky big and how tree grow.
That's pretty funny.
The steppes, a large area of flat, unforested grassland in southeastern Europe or Siberia.
That was good.
The word steppe is derived from the Russian word for flat, grassy plain. The world's most extensive flat steppes are in temperate Eurasia. Blaming being single on that we simply do not have enough house parties anymore. What happened to all the house parties? Where am I supposed to meet the love of my life if not in a tiny kitchen at a friend of a friend's house? We must bring them back, effective immediately. We'll even extend this out platonically and say that I think talking to a stranger in a tiny kitchen for over an hour is kind of what life is all about, and it's one of the best parts about being alive. What happened to all the motherfucking house parties? When's the last time you guys got invited
like high
to
school
a
shit.
House party?
Well,
that's a good question.
I mean, like, it wasn't just like people used to have house parties.
I like my brother's parties. I have house parties sometimes.
No one's having house parties no more.
I just had
one. Is a house party classified as like where shit gets like crazy, right? It gets a little crazy.
A little crazy.
I mean, yours was more of like a birthday dinner / get together.
But we were drinking. We stayed until 4 or 3 in the morning. People were doing cocaine.
Oh, true. No, but it...
Allegedly.
To me, a house party, like, the cops got to be called at some point.
It doesn't say anything about a kegger. It doesn't say anything about a kegger.
True.
And people that should settle down should be in their 20s, at least.
I'm in my 20s.
You heard that, ladies?
The plan. 18 Guinnesses with the fellas, talk to 0 women. Touch Toon's Creed, run the pool table, lose badly at pool because I'm cross-eyed drunk, airplay my huddle on the bar TV, Uber Eats $121 worth of pizza, pass out with the lights on, sleep through my Uber Eats.
Damn, dude.
Bro, that pain when you spend all that money on Uber Eats and then you fall asleep.
I don't know. I've never done it.
And then you wake up to some fucking...
I don't know. I've never done that.
All right.
Sorry. I just remember a conversation we had earlier.
Is that what I did?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how I did it.
What was it?
I was like, what would you do if someone's out? And what would you do? What happens if they hit you up and you like fall asleep and they're just waiting outside?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. I've never done that.
I was so angry, bro. I was so pissed.
Hey, Carlos, you want to be her?
Yeah.
Not be me?
I just feel so comfortable with you.
like we met in a past life or something. I don't know. That's silly. LOL.
Head throbbing, getting flashbacks to when I was a lizard and she was a kid who cut off my tail to see if it would grow back. No, definitely not silly at all.
He was reincarnated?
That's how they met in a past life.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the first line. I was just so focused on acting, I didn't get the context.
My plastic vampire fangs stay on during sex.
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 Sex. You want to have sex with me?
Can I have sex with me?
Back in the day, if you did a TV show called Surf Dracula, you'd see that fool surfing every week in new adventures. But in the streaming era, the entire first season got to be a long-ass flashback to how he got the surfboard. So finally, you get to see him surf for 5 minutes in the finale. If that's not motherfucking true, dog.
I hate that. I hate that. It's like, oh, let's watch Gotham. It's like, dude, what a fucking
today
boat.
I am Spyroing out of control.
Nice, dude. All right,
did you guys play Spyro, dude, or Crash Bandicoot?
Both.
Neither.
Both.
I only had Spyro on the
Game I thought Boy 64 Mads. Looked better than PS1.
Well, Nintendo games have always looked better than the OG like PlayStations.
All right, I'll be the employee.
Hi, I like to buy a magic bullet.
Ooh, make us some smoothies, huh?
No, I want to kill a wizard.
Follow me.
Sommelier. Here you will identify notes of deep fill, spice, leather, and chocolate.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You have to be like me, 6 glasses deep.
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Amateur.
The sommelier was French. I don't know if you got that.
The sommelier? When your homie says the most reptilian thing you've ever heard come out his mouth, but he says, no repto, though, after. UI, lizard. No repto, though.
You know gold when you see it, Matthew.
See, that's a good one. That's a good one, bro.
No repto. Hey, you guys want to sunbathe on a rock after this?
No diddy.
No repto.
Alright.
My boy's trying to get diddied. Thank you. This is an apple. If you see a McChicken, it means you're in a coma. Please wake up. We miss you.
What do you guys see? An apple or a McChicken?
McChicken.
I see a McChicken.
I see an apple.
Where?
Yo, what happened to McChickens, bro?
Yo,
McChickens
used to... You guys are in a coma, dude.
McChickens used to be crispy, bro.
Yo.
What happened to them, dude? Yo. You remember when they were crispy?
Hey, that's your new AI prompt. What happened to why aren't McChickens crispy anymore?
I'm gonna do it right now.
Make a song about it.
Getting invited.
What style gay or what style? What style gay? What style?
Oh my god.
What style genre? What kind of song?
R&B. Getting invited to a Diddy party and finding out you the hoe's got to be crazy.
Is it R&B or R&B?
R. look. Capital R, lowercase n. Capital B.
Is that a serious question, dog?
Yeah. I always thought it was R and B.
It's R&B, dog.
Rhythm and blues.
You just got.
I always thought it was rhythm. I don't know what the N would be.
Bro, this guy was in my car and he's like, yeah, man, a ham radio. I wish I had a ham radio.
That's what it is.
I didn't know. I was like, I thought it was another ridiculous Sean Davis invention living in his own universe.
Wait, you never heard of a ham radio?
Wait, what was the prompt, though? What was it about?
A ham radio.
Yo, like how they make a battery out of a potato. It's like you stick a antenna in a piece of ham. It's a ham radio, dog. It's picking up the frequency. It picks up the frequency through the motherfucking pork rind. You know
what was the prompt for the song?
Why aren't McChickens crispy anymore? McChickens used to be crispy, but they aren't anymore. Oh, shit. You're in her DMs. I'm at the Circle K at 1:54 a.m. buying a 32-pack of Corona because they stopped selling beer in 6 minutes due to local alcohol restrictions.
Nice.
Maturing is realizing you were never in love. You never even met them. You made up the memories in your head, and you might have schizophrenia. Nice.
Oh, Sean. This is for you, dog.
AI will never replace me. My autism is far too complex for any robot to duplicate. I got wolves and motorcycles and devil horns.
I got wolves.
Damn, it made it. They made that one super fast, bro.
It's nights we spent off the Pangus. Last night we let the Pangus talk. Hey, well, I'm sipping on that Pangus.
I know that wine.
Hey, you swallow. I used to love you. My chicken. Just being hot, you were my favorite. You hit the spot. Something's changed. I can't deny you're not the same.
Bro.
That was so good. Oh, I miss the crunch I can't hide. You used to be the perfect comfort food, but now you leave me feeling so subdued. Soggy my chicken, what did they do? I miss the taste the way I knew.
Bro.
Amazing.
This weevil has puppet vibes, but drills like a power tool. The girls are saying this about me.
This weevil has puppet vibes,
but drills like a power tool.
Normalizing espresso martinis while banning Four Loko just proves once again that we have a two-tiered justice system that punishes the poor and insulates the rich.
Goddamn right.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's dimethyltryptamine. Dimethyltryptamine.
Well, you gotta say it in the cadence of maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's dimethyltryptamine. I release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin.
It's a rapey wizard.
Wait, hey, you think you could do an AI prompt to get
this?
Yeah, to get like Gandalf singing like this song.
Yeah,
I release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin.
What kind of style?
Pop. I'm talking about Beaver. Mighty and tough.
Oh boy. Does it smell real rough? Wait, what was the...
Smelly Beavers.
Definitely the future of television I had in mind. It's me having to Google every movie I want to watch to see if it's currently in one of its one-month windows on any of the 7 streaming services I pay for. This is way easier than buying a DVD. I love it.
Hey, shithead. The only CNN I like is Creed and Nickelback. Nice. Kermit lesbian. Fuck! I can't believe I wasted my entire life being moved by art and beauty and the indomitable human spirit. Ugh, I should have been making money through internet scams.
Scams.
I know, right? Oh, that's for you, Sean.
My friends, married, businessman, father, homeowner, me, high ranked in a video game.
Nice.
This one's for you too, Sean.
Thinking about this comment Joe Exotic left on Machine Gun Kelly's Instagram. A tiger and a bit of meth and you would be mine. LOL. Nice. I gotta say it like Joe Exotic. A tiger and a bit of meth and he would be mine. No, it wasn't that good.
My favorite part of the bear is when he goes, I'm the bear, and does signatures, bear scream, and does his big signature bear scream.
Yo, what the fuck was up with that shit winning comedy of the year or whatever?
It did?
Yeah.
And does signature his bear scream. Is that bad? That's back. Is that a typo?
Does the signature bear scream. What do you mean is it a typo?
My favorite part of Bear is when he goes, grr, I'm the bear, and does signature his bear scream. Yeah.
Oh.
That's a typo.
Yeah, it is a typo.
Yeah, so Carlos isn't stupid.
I didn't even catch that. Dead on.
Ha ha ha. So smart. Oh, wow, this is a good one. I had a lot of fun. Right?
I had fun. You had fun, Sean?
Fucking.
I just have acid reflexes.
Great time, dude. What's the time?
Don't tell him.
No, I got to put it in this game. What's the time?
It's 6:50.
I have to make sure there's no spit on this.
I don't know if he's spitting. Oh, it's supposed to be PM. Fucking my squirt. She squirted on my shirt. Got dirt in my burp. Furter litters, knurber lickers.
Say how I feel. She is so real. She is so real. There aren't enough words to say how I feel. She gets so real. Coño, que real. Si es de verdad. Que yo quiero meterlo por atrás. Para decirte la verdad, Mauricio siempre anda a cagar. Fucking on that bitch. Fucking on that bitch. Hey, splitting on that shit. Splitting on my dick. Yeah, I'm fucking rich. Yeah, I get the bag and I make the money. And green is the diet, you know it's sunny. The bang, 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 the bang.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Big man, cake man.